Father Carlos, gracias a Dios, tú conoces. I was worried there for a minute. Now, Father Carlos, you have something very important to tell me.
Yes, Bishop John Noonan, I would like to present you and ask you them to stand, those candidates for confirmation. Les pido que se ponga de pie los candidatos a la confirmación.
Wow.
And we ask that we petition you to confirm all these young men and women and adults from Resurrection Church.
How many?
140.
Oh my God, we better hurry up. Necesita muy rápido, entonces. Now, are you sure, Father Carlos, they're ready?
After a time of suitable preparation and study, we found them
wow.
worthy of receiving the sacrament.
So you think I can trust Father Carlos?
Yes.
Okay. And what do you think, parents? Do you think they're ready?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Yes.
And sister, do you think they're ready and all the teachers? Good. Should we welcome them?
Yes.
Okay, welcome. Oh no, you got to stay here now. Everybody sit down. I think
okay.
I should ask Father Carlos all the questions. Would that be okay? So what should I ask Father Carlos? Have you any idea? Not hard questions now. What would you want me to ask Father Carlos?
No, thank you. No questions.
Well, I was going to say, you know, what do you do every day, Father Carlos?
Oh, I pray, I visit hospitals, I say mass, I'm at the office, I work.
Work, wow. So Father Carlos works every day and he takes care of you. Now, where are you going?
After so much work, I think of, can I say?
Oh yeah, you can say.
I think of the beach and some relaxing time.
Going to the beach, you know.
That's where I think I'm going, I should go at least.
Yeah. Anybody else here wants to go to the beach, you know, soon? A few people want to go to the beach. Good. Any other ideas, fathers? Where are you all going? Donde tu vas? Father Vincenzo, you're going nowhere. Are you going to Italy? You might. Okay. Father Julian, are you going anywhere? Donde vas? Colombia? Oh, Colombia. Wow. So we're all going somewhere, are we? Anybody else going any other place? Would you like to go any other place?
It depends. Short time or in long time?
Oh, well, whatever you like.
In the future.
We can
think of other places to go in the future.
Do you have a long list?
Long list, yes.
But at the end of the list, where do you want to go?
To heaven.
To
I think
heaven.
That's a good
Anybody
answer.
Else want to go to heaven?
Yeah.
Everybody wants to go to heaven?
Yes.
El cielo? El otra cosa es abajo, arriba o abajo, you know? So we're all on the way to heaven. So thank you, Father
thank
Carlos.
You. Thank you.
I hope to join you one day.
Yes.
But no muy rápido, poco a poco cada día. So we're on the way to heaven, is that right? Everdad. Okay, how are we going to get there? Do you know how to get there? You know, one of the greatest inventions the last few years is GPS. You know what GPS stands for? Global Positioning Satellite. And before we had GPS, what did we have? Antes de GPS? Maps. And before maps, what did we have? We had all sorts of other things. But before we had anything else, we had mothers. Because you remember when dad would drive on chauffeur and mom would be the navigator. Isn't that right? And mom would tell dad, okay, I think we need to go a la izquierda. And what would happen? Would he go to the left? He would go to the derecha. He would go to the right. And después 20 minutos, after 20 minutes, mom would say, I think we need to stop. Would dad stop? No. So it's, and after about 45 minutes, eventually you would get there. But you know, GPS today, whose voice is on the GPS? ¿Qué es la voz en el GPS? It's a woman, la mujer. Is that right? Now, your husband has not listened to you, but he listened to this other lady and doesn't even ask a question. He listens to every word and listens to her and responds to everything. She says, stop, he stops. If she says, go to the right, he goes to the right. If he says, a la izquierda, he goes to the left. But how come he never listened to you, his wife? And it is the same, el mismo situación con nosotros, con Dios. It's like us with God. We don't always listen. We don't hear God. And we expect God to kind of come down and just change everything. Today we celebrate the feast of Damien de Vuster. Es un sacerdote que vive en Hawaii. He lived in Hawaii, but was born in Belgium. A farmer. And he decided he wanted to become a priest. And there was no place he could work in Belgium, so he decided he was going to go out on the missions. So he decided to go to Hawaii. Now, we all would love to go to Hawaii, wouldn't we? Anybody here like to go to Hawaii? I'm sure everybody. I had an invitation once to marry one of my students in Hawaii, and I went to my pastor and I said, I have an emergency, I have to go to Hawaii. Because I have a wedding. I wanted to go to Hawaii by hook or by crook. But he went to Hawaii in the 1800s. And in the tropical places like Hawaii, one of the tragedies was that people used to get leprosy. And one of the little islands in Hawaii was called Malakai. And anybody who got leprosy would be put on the island. And there was nobody to care for them. And the bishop of Hawaii was worried, and he asked for people to volunteer to go out onto the island to help the people. Father Damien volunteered to go to the island. But you have to understand, when once he stepped on that island, he knew he would never be allowed off that island again. Because anybody who lived on the island had to stay on the island for the rest of their lives. When Damien got there, he saw the people were so disheveled, they couldn't take care of one another. And he was quite a big, strong man, and he began to show them how to build houses. He built a kind of a hospital. He built a church, and he took care of the people. And then they began to treat one another with respect and love. And a whole different world happened. People began to really care for one another. Tragically, after about 10, 15 years, Damien himself contracted leprosy. And eventually he died of leprosy. But today he's a saint, Saint Damien, because of what he wanted to do for his brothers and sisters in need. We hear during the scriptures during these weeks, we hear about the different people. Escuchando la palabra de Dios, especial los hechos de apóstoles, the acts of the apostles. We hear about Peter. Remember Peter? Peter, this great disciple of Jesus. Remember, he tried to walk on water, and what happened? He failed. You remember when Jesus told him to die, he said, oh, Jesus, you can't do that because you're my hero. You've got to live. And what did Jesus say? Get behind me. And what happened when Jesus was arrested? Peter went there, and when people said to him, do you know Jesus? And he said, no, I never met him. And somebody else came up to him and said, I think you were a follower of Jesus. He said, I'm not a follower of Jesus. And you remember the servant girl came to him and said to him, I saw you with Jesus. And he said, you're a liar. And yet this is the same Peter that on Easter Sunday went to the tomb and saw it was empty. And he didn't know what to do. And then Jesus appeared to him, and what did he say? Peter, do you love me? He didn't say it once, he said it three times. And Peter, when Jesus said it the third time, Peter got so angry. But then he realized that really in his heart and soul was the first time he recognized who Jesus was. So that's what we're about tonight. We're asking you, do you recognize Jesus in your life? Do you hear Jesus in your life? La primera cosa que más importante en su vida is simply, es Dios está centro de su vida. Is God the center of your life? If God is not the center of your life, what motivates you? If God is really the center of our life, like Peter, he changed. He went out, he became a different person. Damien de Vuster, Damien of Malachi, changed. Because he wanted to go out and be Christ to other people. He went to Hawaii, but then when he saw there were other people who were suffering, he wanted to go and take care of them, even if it was going to be very difficult. And very, very much, he was very much afraid. And what happened? He changed. He was no longer afraid to go to Malachi. He was no longer afraid of people with leprosy. Because he saw Christ in every person. So what are we afraid of? What are we really in love with? Or what do we really care about? Is it God? If God is not the center of our lives, then we are empty. Secondly, what kind of a relationship? ¿Qué es tu relación con Dios? What kind of a relationship do you have with God? Do you talk to God? Oh, lots of people say, I'm Catholic, I'm Christian. But do you even talk to God? Peter spent 3 years following Jesus. It wasn't until Jesus said to him, do you love me, that he actually realized he did. So are we people of prayer? Do we pray for one another? Do we pray for your parents? Do your parents pray for your children? Do we talk to God every day? Begin each day, empezar cada día, con su oración. God, thank you for this day. And at the end of the day, do we thank God for the day? Pope Francis, you know, prays a beautiful thing at the end of each day. It's called Ignatian spirituality. He simply begins by saying, God be with me as I end my day. Help me to reflect on this day. What happened this day? And then he says, what went well during this day? Where did I see God? How did I experience God on this day? And did I recognize God and my brothers and sisters on this day? Or where did I kind of mess up on this day? Where did I not act like a Christian? Lord, help me. Forgive me. Inspire me. Above all, be merciful to me. And at the end, say, Lord, help me to begin another day tomorrow. That's prayer. That's talking to God from your heart. That's knowing who Jesus Christ is in your life. Every person here receives an invitation. Cada persona aquí recibe una invitación de Dios. The invitation from God is to come to know His Son, Jesus Christ. And how will we know His Son, Jesus Christ? By a relationship with Him. Jesus asks us to come to church one day a week, to come and hear the Word of God. Not only to hear the Word of God, not just listen to the Word of God, but but to put the Word of God not just in our minds, but in our hearts, so that we can walk out of this church and live the Word of God. Doesn't mean you have to just teach the Word of God, but you can be an example of the Word of God. People will recognize you as a Christian. Damien was recognized as a saint because he lived like Christ. He cared for other people. And then we are coming to this table. We receive an invitation to come to a table. Remember at the Last Supper, Jesus took bread and wine to his disciples. He blessed the bread and said to his disciples, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it." And then he took the chalice filled with wine. He said, "Take this, all of you, and drink of it. For this is my blood poured out for you." And then he said the most important thing to his disciples, "Do this in memory of me. Hagan es en conmemoración mía." So we come to church on Sunday to remember Jesus Christ in our life. And we come to receive him in a very special way. He feeds us with bread and wine, which has become his body and blood. We come to remember what he did for us of sacrificing himself so that we could have life. So our GPS for salvation is simply Jesus Christ. And remember what Jesus said, "I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. Yo soy el camino, la verdad y la vida." So if we really truly want to know the way, Jesus will show us. And just like our GPSs, he will recalculate. When we make mistakes, he will recalculate with his love and with his mercy to us. Because we heard again in the reading tonight, Jesus didn't come to condemn us, but to save us. But do we hear him? And do we listen to him? And do we receive him? And do we remember him? Tonight, Confirmandi, all we ask of you is to allow the Lord into your life so that he may show you the way, the truth, and the life. Amen.